Hi everyone, and welcome back to Small Talks with E. On today's episode, I interviewed So Much Love Co, and we had a great time, and definitely a very informative episode. If you're not already following this podcast, make sure to do so now, and let's get into it. Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me good?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, disclaimer, this part won't be in the episode, but first of all, welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. Just a few disclaimers. A lot of people tend to get nervous, but I always tell them that it's just basically you and me having a conversation. That's really all it is. So if you feel nervous, don't. I guess, I don't know. That doesn't sound encouraging, but... yeah, if you have any questions before we get started or during, make sure to ask them. I'm available to ask or answer anything. Take as long as you need on any answers. If you need to think things through, that's perfectly fine. Like, literally, do whatever you want. To start off, I have a few basic questions. It'll be like, when did you start your business? Why? Yeah. What do you sell? And then I also picked out some topics that we can go a bit more in-depth with. For a little bit later on.
Sounds good. Okay.
So if you're all good to go, this is the really awkward part where you, like, stop talking for 5 minutes again. So it's
okay.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so excited to have you. Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I've had a pretty good day, and it's even better now that we're doing this.
Yes, I've been so excited to do this.
Okay, so let's go ahead and jump in if you're good to go. To start off, would you like to give a little brief introduction to your business or you?
Yes. So I'm Lily. I'm the owner and founder, obviously, of So Much Love Co. My original and most popular product are scrunchies. I sell a bunch of different types and, like, kind of aesthetics of scrunchies. And then I more recently started selling rings and, like, pom-pom related like that. But I've been running my business for, like, almost 1.5 years now. So that's pretty fun. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I've definitely been... following you for a little while on my main account, and I've seen and I feel like we've known each other for a little bit of a while.
I know we have.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I've been here for a while. But yeah. Anyway, that's amazing. It's crazy how time had it for almost 1.5 years. First of all,
I know it doesn't feel like 1.5 years. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm gonna start off with some questions. So, first thing, what motivated you to begin your business?
Well, I was actually on my mom's Instagram account because back then I didn't have my own, and I was just like scrolling, and I come across like all these like amazing successful teen entrepreneurs, and I was like, I want to do that. I want to be that person. And so I was like showing my mom all these cute businesses. And then I had been sewing for a while. Sewing has been like kind of a side hobby for me since like third grade. And so my mom was like, Lily, why don't you sew something for a business? And so I was like doing research and stuff on obviously like Etsy and then like what I should sell because I still didn't know. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I should sell scrunchies. They're cute. And back then they were trending at the time because of the whole Visco girl thing. And then I was like, I think I want to sell scrunchies. And so the next day, like, we set up an Etsy shop and I made my own Instagram account. And it kind of just all happened. I was just very inspired by, like, all the other teen entrepreneurs that started out during quarantine.
Wow, that's great. Definitely, I feel like... we all kind of start out, like, I start out, I saw a bunch of businesses on Instagram. Yes. And just getting inspiration from other people that you've seen get so successful and kind of how it works for them. Especially teenagers that are our age and doing all these great things.
Yes, I love that.
Fires the most of us. Yeah, so I basically started the same way. Yeah, I don't really have anything to add to that.
Yeah.
That was pretty much it. It just kind of all happened at once. Like, within a period of about 2 to 3 days, I just put everything up, yes. And I was like, take this. Okay, so that's a neat little origin story. I think that's really cool. Next question. What day did you start your business?
I can't really remember. It was in the middle of June, probably like around like June, like 8th or something. It's kind of random, but I remember something being saved in my camera roll from my first order being on like June 12th or something, but it was June 2020.
Cool. Okay, sorry, I get my dates mixed up. But almost 1.5 years. Wow, that's cool.
I know.
Anyways, next question. What is your favorite thing about having your own business?
Well, obviously the fact that I know how to make my own jewelry and accessories is very helpful, especially, actually recently, I just started school, so I was laying out all my outfits for the first week, and I was like, I have no accessories that match this outfit, and so I was like, hold up, I should just make my own, and so I did, and now I had this, like, really cute first day outfit with, like, a bunch of cute rings, and so obviously the aspect of being able to make something for yourself is very fun. But also, I love that I get to inspire other young business owners that, like, helped inspire me. Like, I've had a lot of people reach out to me and say, like, you're one of the main reasons I started my business. And that just makes me so happy that I get to, like, be what the other business owners were to me when I started mine. So it's very, like, fulfilling, I guess.
Yeah. Never. People like come to us. I've like almost every person I've interviewed has told me this, and there was like so many people talk to me and they're like, you're the reason I started, and
yeah,
I don't know, like it happens to me, and I'm just like kind of like it's like a really like what do I call
it's
it?
Really cool.
I don't know, it's like a milestone kind of type deal.
Yeah,
like, wow, this finally happened. And also I do make quite a few things for myself. I have so many unreleased products that I just keep for myself that no one knows about just because I can just make it all the time. Like, I have notepads. Yeah. I got stuff. I'm not releasing it in the future. Probably not. But, having things for yourself, being able to create, you know, whatever you want and keep it.
Yeah.
Definitely cool. And then all of the amazing supporters. Wow.
Like, oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. Where do I even begin with that? Probably shouldn't get into that. Like, too long.
Yes. It's a whole nother story to get into. Like,
yeah. So next question, the opposite. What is your least about having your business?
Well, definitely like all humans do, I get unmotivated more than usual lately because of school. And so it really doesn't help when like the Instagram algorithm changes again, and then like I start losing followers randomly. And I know they say it's not about the numbers, and I'm a very strong believer in that, but it's just like it's so discouraging when you work so hard and then start to like decline in like your like outreach. And so that's very hard, keeping up with that, and also like being able to give myself breaks, because my mom is always worried about me since I'm constantly working on school or business or like hanging out with friends. I like never have me time. And so I've been working on like setting boundaries with how much I can work on my business a day, and like so I don't get overstressed. And like I started this thing when I get home from school, I always take half an hour to decompress and do what I want instead of jumping straight back into like a business thing or doing or going straight to homework when I get home. So it's definitely gotten better, but it was hard to juggle school life and business when I first started, but I've kind of gotten the hang of it now.
Yeah, that's one of my biggest things for me as well, is just figuring out when to set time away for other things. And unmotivation is such a big aspect of owning a business. It doesn't really get talked about enough, but everyone does it. Everyone goes through with it. Everyone just comes home and is like, I can't do anything right now. I just simply cannot.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just a huge thing for me, especially there was like a month-long period where I could not do like anything. It's torturous.
I know.
But, you know, everyone has to go through it, and we kind of learned from our mistakes and what we could have done to improve that. Mm-hmm. And like you said, setting boundaries and like time limits of when you can do things is also really hard, because you can just like go for hours on end about stuff and then not realize, you know, what time mm-hmm. it is, what you're doing, if you ate food, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely one of the biggest struggles, in my opinion.
Yeah, okay. And people, like, always... I'm sorry, I'm just going to keep going for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
People always, like, assume... They call me a bigger business, which is still hard to wrap my head around because I have 7,000. But people always assume that bigger businesses don't go through this, and they do. Like, just like small businesses that are in the hundreds, we also lose followers. We also get unmotivated. Like, it's normal, and you shouldn't, like, compare... but that's a whole nother thing, is comparing businesses.
Yeah, maybe we can get into that in just a second. I need to add that to my list. But a bunch of times, see, I have 5,000 followers, and it's been that way for a little while, and people always come to me, and they're like, why aren't you doing this? You have this many followers, and everything's just so easy, and I'm like, wait a minute, backtrack, that is not correct.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's just really frustrating whenever people assume, you know, what you're doing or if you can do stuff or not, you know?
Uh-huh.
Okay, next question. What is your favorite product that you've created?
Ooh, this is a tricky one because I love all my products. But, okay, probably in scrunchies, it would have to be, like, I think I posted it on my story. I don't know if it's still up, but the pom-pom scrunchie is one of my absolute favorites. It's, like, a mesh scrunchie that has little pom-poms inside of it. It's mm-hmm. super cute. I wear it all the time because it, like, goes with every outfit since it's so colorful. But then also my rings, I absolutely love them. I think definitely my, like, simple rings are my favorite because they're also adjustable, so it's easier to wear. But definitely the pom, my simple rings are my favorite.
I was going to say, I've been scoping out some of your products for a while now, and the pom-pom scrunchie is definitely in my top. I just
think it's really
cute. And I don't see a whole lot of other, you know, sewing businesses or, like, anyone using, like, pom-poms and, like, seats and fabric. So I thought that was really cool. I need to hook myself up with one of those. I get paid in a few days, so we'll see.
Nice.
Yeah, it won't be that much, but it'll work. It'll be enough. Anyways, next question. So, like you said, is that my ringtone? Did you just hear my ringtone?
No, I didn't.
Okay, sorry. I just got a message. My bad.
Oh, yeah, that's all good.
Okay, just ignore that. Anyways, it happens. Okay.
Yeah.
So, being like you said, you have quite a lot of sales on Etsy. Do you get consistent sales, like, a number per day, or does it vary, or, like, how many? Well, you don't have to go in, like, numbers. You don't have to say anything.
Oh, yeah.
Does it vary by day to day?
It's always, like, it depends. So, obviously, if I'm running a discount, I will get plenty of, like, last time my back to school 10 sales, which is, like, pretty good for me. People usually, like, they're, like, 10 sales, oh my gosh, it's, like, literally nothing. But, like, it's, like, very good in the perspective of a small business. But, obviously, when I'm not doing any promotions or sales or anything, I typically get 3 sales a week. And sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. But I don't really have consistent sales because I don't have, like, a consistent, like, audience, I guess you could say. But I get a decent amount of sales, which is... pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. Count how many times I said definitely. Anyways, it varies day to day for me. I kind of get kind of the same number that you get, especially on launches or like the days after a launch. I might get a little bit more just because I have newer products.
Yeah.
But I would say around 3 a week is also kind of the same for me. Maybe 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Just depends. So that. I don't really think anyone gets a consistent amount of sales per day. Like, it's not just perfect like that. I don't know why I asked that, but...
I know.
Anyways, next question. Whenever you started, there was some businesses you look up to. Would you mind naming a few of them? So maybe other people could find them if they wanted?
Okay. She used to have a different business name, but her current one is Lamazing Looks, like a llama. I thought it was super cute. But she was so nice to me when I first started. She also sells scrunchies and a bunch of other things, but I absolutely love her business. I think I've ordered once or twice, and her scrunchies are so cute. But I definitely looked up to her. And also, I know that her shop is closing down / closed, but LA Scrunchie was also a big, like, idol, I guess you could say, when I was first starting out, because she had adorable scrunchies and like 500 Etsy sales. So I was like, oh my gosh, I want to be her. And so she was a very big, like, inspiration. And then also just, like, a bunch of smaller businesses on my Explorer page that I, like, literally can't even remember. But those are my two, like, biggest inspirations.
Yeah, I feel like back in, like, December to January of, like, 2021 and stuff.
Yeah.
There was, like, Sydney Day Design, Cases by Natalie.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's LA or Law. I always said Law Scrunchie.
Yeah, I don't know which one it is.
And, like, there was, like, one more, but they were, like, the big four. And, like, everyone, yeah. Like, not idolized, but we did look up to them quite a bit.
Yeah, I think the other one was So Happy Gabby or something.
Yes, I still follow her. She's a little, she hasn't been as active, but they used to be like the big dogs. Like
they were like the big small business owners. I remember.
Yeah, that was my prime. December, take me back. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Oh my gosh. December and November were my best months of small business ever. Like,
yeah. The memories. We sound so old. We're so old. Oh my gosh.
I know.
Anyways, speaking of old. So you're 13, which,
yes.
You're too young, in my opinion. Anyway. So how do you think being, in my opinion, a little bit younger, or just like the age that you are, just like a teenager, how do you think that's affected your experience, you know, learning from your small business and how do you think that has affected it?
Yeah, well, people always assume when I say I'm 13 that, like, oh, you're just a little kid, you shouldn't own a business. Like, oh, when I was 13, I was, like, still playing with toys and stuff. And, like, adults always view kids as, like, smaller than them. Like, they can't do as much. But then, like, people are also like, wow, you're only 13. That's awesome that you have a business. So it's always mixed. But I feel like, no matter how old you are, as long as you're, like, allowed to have a small business, like, from your parents, I think it's, like, perfectly fine. And, like, I don't know why there are, like, age, like, expectations for a business owner. Because I started my business when I was 12. And my mom was managing my account back then. But I obviously got a lot of people saying, like, you're not old enough to be on Instagram yet. But that was fun. But definitely, like, adults and people are like, oh, kids shouldn't run businesses. They're too young. They're too inexperienced. But, like, my aunt owns a business, and she's in her 40s. And, like, sometimes I have to teach her stuff. So it's, like, it's different for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. People always expect things because you're so young that you don't know how to handle money. You don't know how to handle your time. You don't know anything, I guess.
Exactly.
And it's not true at all. I've seen some business owners. I started whenever I was 15, so I mean, this just kind of depends on, you know, when you start. I've seen some people that start whenever they're 9 or 10, and they're just managing things. I mean, they're just a little bit inexperienced just because of their age, and they just haven't been alive, you know, long enough.
Yeah.
But they work out things perfectly fine, you know, everything. You can balance if you know how to, and it doesn't take a whole lot of knowledge to figure it out, but it just takes time. And age really doesn't have a limit when it comes to starting a business.
Yeah.
No matter what the adults say. Yeah. So, let me see. Okay. What advice would you have for someone who's wanting to start their business?
Okay. My biggest one is stay consistent. Obviously, if you need to take a break for, like, your health, or if you just don't feel like it, then yes. Breaks are also important. But if you can't, like, expect to blow up overnight. Like, it takes hard work, and it takes consistency, and it takes, like, staying, like with it and not giving up if you don't like automatically get 100 sales in the first week. Like, so basically just like stick with it and don't give up. But also at the same time, make sure that you're pacing it evenly. Like, don't work on your business for like all day and then save like your homework for midnight. Like, obviously make sure it's a healthy work and school balance if you go to school, and if you don't, then like you should be good. But and obviously well, what else was I gonna say? Oh yeah, don't compare yourself to bigger businesses. That was a thing for me when I was still like in the hundreds with followers. I would always see businesses with like long like people were posting, they're like, oh my gosh, I have 50 plus open orders. Like, I just reached 10K, and it was very, like, hard for me to see that when I was, like, in the hundreds with followers. But no matter what, just keep going and stay consistent, and your time will come. Like, you will blow up, you will get a bunch of orders and become successful and stuff like that. But it's important to, like, keep yourself in the moment and be like, okay, I'm right here, this is where I need to be at the moment, and, like, don't, like, yeah, just don't compare yourself to other bigger businesses.
Very important point there, because so many people, especially people who just started, like if they started a week ago and they only have 10 followers, they'll try and compare themselves to people with 1,000, 5,000, etc. Yeah. And I'm like, it doesn't mean that you're not doing good. It's just that people just work at their own rates, and they just have, like, begun their businesses at different times with different circumstances, etc. And it's really important not to just look at that and just completely give up, thinking you're not gonna be or not as good as all those other people that you're seeing.
Yes, exactly.
I would definitely say that is probably my biggest struggle personally, because there's a lot of times where I don't really gain, you know, any followers. I don't. There's some days where I don't get any sales, which is perfectly normal. I've tried to learn to love it. And I just look at all these businesses that are doing good, and it makes me feel, you know, a little bit discouraged. But I have to remember that I have my different ways of doing things than they have. I have different times than they do to do stuff, and just different lives in total. And it's just really important not to think about that and just kind of like push it to the back of your mind.
Yes. And when I first started, I saw this, I don't know where it was, it was like a quote or something, but it was like, don't compare your beginning to someone else's like middle. And so say you're comparing yourself to a business that's been like alive for 3+ years, and like they've been working hard for 3 years and you just started last week. It's okay to like have differences. Like, it's all gonna work out in the end.
Yeah, it just, the whole thing overall just takes time. That's like the biggest deal.
Yeah,
thank you, that was very nice. You're really a great speaker. You should do some motivational speaking once in a
thank
while.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is neat. I really like this. Okay. A different topic. So I've been following you on Instagram for a while, and this is going to be like mostly an Instagram talking topic. So you have a very, I feel like your feed is very coercive, but also different at the same time. What is your biggest tips for having a feed aesthetic and that?
So I definitely recommend, having a good balance of like you taking photos of just your products and then you actually modeling them if you can model them, or like if you sell things that you can't wear, then like hold them up with your face in it if you're allowed to show your face, obviously. But like have a good like mix of photos. And so like I've seen feeds which are like all just like the same picture over and over again but with different products in them, and it looks pretty but it just gets like repetitive for a while. And so I recommend you switch it up every once in a while. And also for like staying on aesthetic, if you don't have or use like Adobe Lightroom, it's completely free. I definitely recommend it. It's an app, you can use it on your computer, but you can make presets, and you should try to stick with the same preset with every post, so you can like have the same lighting and like the same kind of like coloring and stuff. But I definitely recommend that for like post editing. And obviously make sure you have good natural lighting. If you can't find any natural lighting, then make sure like the flash or the light that you're using isn't too close to the product, or else it will not look very good. And then what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah. If you can take photos outside, that's where I take most of my photos. If anybody's noticed, my feed is essentially just me outside. So if you can take photos outside, I recommend your backyard or like your front yard if your neighbors don't care. And with that, just like make sure you don't like put your house in the background or like your address or something, because that's obviously its own thing. But natural lighting and the using the same editing and stuff like that really matter. And like when people look at your feed, that's the first thing they see when they click on your profile. And if they're like, oh, this isn't that pretty, I'm not gonna follow. And that's not obviously not good. So you want it to be nice and pretty and cute.
Yeah, great tips. I actually once I tried to use Lightroom. I don't understand it. It boggles my mind. I do
It's
use kind of
pretty
a different editing
difficult.
technique, but it's also very important to me to kind of use the same colors, the same coloring to your like photos and stuff. Even if it is just a bunch of purple and a bunch of green, it works. It works. I tried.
Yes, it does. I love your feed. It's so cute.
Thank you. I love your feed as well. I really like the outside aspect you're talking about. It makes it feel, the natural lighting is always better than indoor lighting in my opinion. And it just kind of makes it feel more like homey, I guess. I don't know what that means. Yeah. Great tips for feed aesthetic. Definitely a huge thing for me. I always try and speak on it in every episode that I can. And it's just really important. Like definitely a lot of people look over it, but it's super important. Okay, so our last topic, I'm gonna make an attempt to wrap this up because I don't know if it's gonna cut me off at 30 minutes, but we're getting there. Okay, last topic. So I've seen quite a few businesses where they post their products, but they don't really have like a personality to it. And I noticed you also do a little bit of lifestyle content in your business, which is great. I love lifestyle content and business together. It works. So how do you incorporate your personality into your business?
Yes, that's a great question. Like I said before, if you're allowed to, showing your face 100% helps, because it helps if people are like connecting with you to get to know you, and then they're like, she's a great person, I should support her small business, or like I should support their small business. And so I definitely recommend every once in a while like posting things that are like, it's okay to not be business related sometimes. I always try to stay like on the topic of business, but also like sometimes instead of typing things out, I'll try to talk to the camera so they can hear my voice and see me and like know what I'm like in real life. And then obviously I like to use emojis if nobody's noticed. I use lots of emojis. That definitely helps, I think. Also like I post pictures of Winnie, my dog, and I sometimes talk about like hanging out with my friends and stuff. And so that's like perfectly okay if you post like lifestyle content on your business account too. Just make sure that it doesn't go all lifestyle and no business, because then people will get uninterested if they followed you for your business content and they will unfollow. So I have like a pretty even mix, I think, of business related content and then lifestyle content sometimes. But yeah, I definitely recommend showing your face if you're allowed to, and then like showing like letting your true personality shine through all the business stuff. That's what like I've gotten so many compliments, like not only just about my products, but about my personality and like how they think I'm a nice person and stuff. And it really just makes me so happy.
Yeah, definitely great tips. And showing, who you are as a person is so important so that the people will know you're not a robot. And you like actually care about them, which of course you do, but sometimes people get things mixed up. And just letting them know kind of, fun stuff. Like you said, you use emojis, kind of like funny stuff. I try and be a comedy queen, but that only goes so well. Yeah, but personality is just so huge so that people know you're more than just a product seller. And it's just another way to connect with your followers. Okay, so we're nearing our end mark. We have 51 seconds left. We can add another segment after this if you want to ask some more questions. But I'm gonna go ahead and kind of do an outro right here. We can add another segment like you want. So first of all, thank you so much for coming on. This is one of my longest and one of my most like the interviews that I've enjoyed the most. so far, definitely. I love your business. You're a great person, and this was great to talk to you.
Oh my gosh, it was so fun to be on here. I love this.
Yeah. As always, you can check out her Instagram. I'll have it in the description. I think it's at So Much Love Co. I don't think there's anything else in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you so much. I hope you had a great time. I know I did.
Yes, and thank you.
I guess I will talk to the rest of you guys later. Bye.